I'm Renee.
And I'm Anthony.
Welcome to Blue Soul Chats, a podcast that bridges the gap between science and spirituality.
We connect to higher levels of consciousness to bring forth divine energies to teach ancient wisdom and to heal.
Your journey to getting connected to your soul and all that is starts here. Hi, I'm Renee.
And I'm Anthony.
And we're here today to talk about solace and serenity, to talk about how to reconnect with ourself and turn inward to a place of inner knowing that everything is going to be okay when things feel like they've turned upside down. A lot of us are feeling very uncertain right now, with good reason. Many of us are in quarantine. There's a lot of things going on that we don't understand. We're being hit with something that doesn't make sense. How do we find that inner solace and that inner sense of peace and purpose when things have gone awry? And we channel these higher dimensional beings who will come through. They work through both of us, and they're going to come through to chit-chat about exactly that. So we're going to call them through now. So Anthony's about to go into a trance state. Often when I play my crystal balls, they'll come through just like that, but that doesn't translate very well on camera. So he's connecting now, and they're going to come through.
It is always an honor and privilege to be in your presence, Gaia.
Thanks, guys. It's lovely to see you today.
What is your question?
Well, I think there's many questions, and I'd love to know what people watching and tuning in are feeling right now in their hearts. There's a lot of confusion around what's happening, why it's happening, and really how to settle the heart and feel at peace with so much going on.
So the question is really, how do you settle the heart when there's turmoil going on around you?
Exactly.
I guess it all depends on what you consider turmoil.
Well, there's so much uncertainty. Kids are not in school. People are not going to work. People are concerned about their elderly parents. There's a lot going through people's minds and heads. There's financial ramifications. There's medical ramifications.
There is, isn't there?
There's a lot going on.
It's a little bit like a war, isn't it? It's like being at war against something that you can't see.
So there's a reaction to what's been happening in the world. And so this we know, cause and effect, that we know. But the end result is humanity sitting here, even if they understand why.
Let us ask you this question. Are you not safe and sound in your home?
Yes, we are safe.
Are you
and
not
sound.
Warm and cozy? Do you not have food to eat, water to drink, shelter over your head when it rains and when it's cold?
Yes.
We will tell this unto you. There are more people now on your planet that have shelter than they ever did before because of this infection, viral. Now they must take shelter. There must be shelter for them. More so than ever before. The very thing that you think that creates separation from you is creating unity. Unity. Togetherness. Ensemble. Insieme. Juntos. Together you are. More people are finding self-shelter than ever before now. Even the homeless have shelter, more so than they ever did before, because those who didn't are being taken care of because of what's going on. You see, the thing that you fear the most of being separated is what's bringing you together, even though you're inside your homes. You must go inside yourself. You should not fear so much. Don't allow that to be the main driver. Rejoice in your separateness at this time.
The solitude.
Yes, the solitude. Hibernate for a while. Go into your caves and meditate and pray.
What about for people who haven't spent time meditating and praying?
Well, perhaps it's time for them to meditate and pray, don't you think? Maybe this is why this is happening. They should go inside. If they have a secure place to go, then let them go. We know this will take a huge toll upon their finances as well. And it is unfortunate that your poor suffer the most.
It is.
Maybe now you will look at this in a way, your governments, the 1% that you call them, and see what happens to even the 1% are not immune to a disease that is running rampant and pandemic throughout your planet.
We are all interconnected after all.
You are all frequencies of the same species. You are all souls of one light source energy. And even this event will not bring them together.
For people who don't necessarily feel this connection or maybe are having a hard time going within, what else could they do if they don't meditate?
They will spend more time with their children.
Yes, they will.
They will spend more time together as a family. They have to. They have no choice now. They will help each other and be with each other more now than ever before. They will connect more in ways that they haven't done before. And goddess willing, they will understand that they are connected to all things at all times. But we tell this to you, there still will be many of your planet, on your planet, that will not understand this. They won't find the solace in the solitude, and they won't find the connectiveness in the void, in the individuality. Those that are watching this video are connecting right now. Those that connect, those that are watching spiritual videos, things of spirituality are connecting. Mm-hmm. Those that do not, well, what happens to them? Where do they go?
They feel isolated, they feel alone.
And they will always feel that way, won't they? Perhaps that is their soul's purpose. But we tell you this now. You're going through an ascension process. An evolution of your species. A raising of your vibrational patterns so that you can begin to have bodies that will become lighter in time.
To simplify that, is that if we start being with other people of light and of higher consciousness who care for things like love for the earth, love for each other, knowing that we are not separated, and we start being around people and in communities like that, that we all start vibrating at a higher frequency and a higher dimension.
It is like your birds of a feather that flock together.
Yes.
Frequencies that vibrate at the higher levels, at higher vibrational levels, find themselves.
So if you are feeling alone or isolated and you're feeling that people in your group do not vibrate, find a tribe and find a community who does, and be around them so they can support you.
But be of love. Love is the most important vibrational pattern there is, because that is truly who you are. You're of love first. Remember this, that you are spirit first, human second, and everything else third. A little bit of healing never hurt.
Yes.
Let us combine both divine feminine and divine masculine energies and weave them together as one.
As one. Remember, too, that with healing, both self-healing and healing for others, that your intention is the most important thing. So the intention for healing for the planet at this time, for healing of others, and for healing of oneself. So bring that intention into your heart, bring that intention into your field, and let that flourish. Let that energy run through you now, one of healing, one of love, one of connectedness to all things, and one of self-correcting to balance in our bodies and on Earth itself.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. So they're going to take leave now. Here we go. Anthony is coming back. And here we are. So if you have questions about anything that was raised tonight or things that you would like our spirit guides to address in either this short 10 or 15 minute format or longer, let us know. We are open to covering whatever works for you. Thank you. You've been listening to Blue Soul Chats, a podcast that bridges the gap between science and spirituality.
You can follow us on YouTube at Blue Soul Earth and find out more about us at www.bluesoulearth.com, where you can learn more about our study with spirit courses and workshops. We are also Blue Soul Earth on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Clubhouse.
Join us for a future episode of Blue Soul Chats, where we hope to ignite your soul's purpose and journey. Thanks for being here, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and check out previous episodes in our library.